Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joakuel. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Joakuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Trotsky moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Rensa to Appling covering second. The throw back to home, and Trotsky is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Rensa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Solters. Quell reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry bunts towards the mound. Stratton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley bunts towards the mound. Stratton juggles the ball. That's an error on Stratton. Larry moves to third. Heath moves to second. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Solters strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. Heath scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale strikes out. 1 out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder strikes out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 1 in the game. Renza strikes out. 2 outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. QL bunts towards the mound. Harder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Averill fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Averill. Krivic moves to third. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Berger reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 2 in the game. Renza hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky catches it for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Berger scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stratton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger misplays the ball. That's an error on Berger. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Heath scores. Hemsley moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-3 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Harder moves to third. Heath moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harder scores. Heath scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-3 in the game. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Monty Stratton. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.